The seventh one says play. It says sing, play mind games, recite poetry, count anything, do mathematical problems in your head. This is a technique that goes back to ancient times. To occupy the mind is an extremely important thing in many kinds of survival situations. Whether you're going through chemotherapy or you're in a concentration camp, the mind wants to be active. And play is one of the essential features of mammalian behavior. We play from the earliest days of our lives as a way of learning, as a way, once again, of making ourselves feel good, as a way of communicating with others in our community. And so when you're in a survival situation, you need this just as much as you do any other time in your life. And successful survivors always find ways to do something along these lines, to occupy themselves and to make themselves, you know, give themselves strength.
I was once in a very stressful, difficult, in fact, dangerous situation with a team of people. Yeah. And one of our ways of coping it was to decide that, you know, there was no percentage, there was no benefit to this. We were just trying to dig out of a bad hole. And so we decided that the way we'd make money on this, it would someday become a movie. And so everything became part of the movie. And so two people started fighting about who Meg Ryan would play. Would they play, you know, one person or the other? And it became so much fun, you know, sort of making up and inventing the movie and fighting over Meg Ryan, that everyone completely forgot their ills. And it was one of the most productive team experiences I've ever had.
Yeah, but it came through play. And as I describe in Deep Survival, many of these survivors get out by sort of inventing games for themselves, often counting games. Like one fellow, I don't think this is in the book, but one fellow I talked with broke his ankle out in the wilderness and realized that no one was going to come to get him. It was the middle of winter. And he had to scoot along his butt for 4 or 5 miles to get back to where his car was. And it took him days to do it. And he said he did it by doing 100 moves at a time. He would do 100 moves and then rest, and 100 moves and rest. And he said he did each set of, he dedicated each set of 100 moves to something or someone in his life that he loved. Which is an important thing, because I don't even think that I put this in there. I put it in Everyday Survival, not in Deep Survival, but the more socially connected you are and the more connected to your world you are, the more motivation you have to get back to it. And so, you know, many, many survivors have said to me, well, there I was, I knew I was going to drown, but I thought, you know, I have to see my son again.
Right. So you're living for somebody, or for people or other people, something higher than just yourself.
Right. And that was Viktor Frankl's big point in Man's Search for Meaning, that you have to live for something larger than yourself, something outside of yourself. And so that's all part of this process we're talking about.